Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Seven Dead, written by J. Jefferson Fargin, with an introduction by Martin Edwards, read by David Thorpe. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Introduction. J. Jefferson Fargin's most precious literary gift, his ability to conjure up atmospheric and compelling scenarios, was never more vividly displayed than in Seven Dead. It is a challenge to think of any opening situation in a crime novel more extraordinary than that which Ted Light discovers after climbing through a back window of Haven House. Ted is a petty thief and pickpocket who plucks up the courage to try his hand at housebreaking. One of the windows of the apparently deserted house is shuttered, and its door is closed with a key in the lock. When he turns the key, he is greeted by a sight as shocking as it is bizarre. Seven dead people, six men and one woman, are in the shuttered room, revealed with a cruel starkness by the unnatural artificial light. Two of the men are dressed like sailors. The solitary female corpse is wearing a man's clothes. She might have been attractive once. She was not attractive now. As Detective Inspector Kendall observes, "This has Madame Tussauds beaten. I expect they'd like it for their Chamber of Horrors." As Kendall says, the seven people are emaciated, filthily clothed, ill assorted, and with nothing on any of them to identify any one of them. The mystery deepens when a crumpled piece of paper is found bearing an enigmatic message. "With apologies from the Suicide Club." An even more cryptic clue is written in pencil on the other side of the sheet. And on the wall of the dining room hangs a picture of a pretty young girl, but a bullet has been put through her heart. Kendall has been taken to the scene by Ted Light in the company of a young man called Thomas Hazeldine, whom Ted encountered during his terrified flight from Haven House. Kendall previously appeared in Fargin's 13 Guests, another title in the British Library's series of crime classics, and Hazeldine contrasts him with the type of great detective so popular in the fiction of the time. "What I liked about him was that he didn't play the violin or have a wooden leg or anything of that sort. He just got on with it." Kendall was then conceived.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?